State Representative David Dill, good morning, sir.
Hey, how you doing?
I am doing well. First of all, let's talk about the constitutional amendment on voter ID. The House passed that earlier in the week, and the Senate, I think, takes it up tomorrow. So, good idea, bad idea?
Well, I voted against the voter ID constitutional amendment. Well, first off, I don't think that the Constitution is the place that ought to be. There's only one state. I think it's Mississippi that has amended their constitution, and right away I've gotten a lot of flack over this because, you know, what's wrong with you? Don't you think that people need to show an ID? We show an ID when we go to the doctor and when we buy, all the different things you can imagine if you pick up a prescription and all of those things. And you can name off a small litany of things you have to show an ID, picture ID for, but you got to remember something. Those are privileges. Mm-hmm. You get an airline ticket when you walk up to get your airline ticket. That's a privilege. Voting is a right, and it's spelled out in the Constitution that it's a constitutional right to vote. And that's a difference. There's a difference between a privilege and a right.
Are you concerned about same-day registration? I know that the Secretary of State is.
Yeah.
How would that work under this amendment?
Well, no, that's another reason I voted against it, is because mail-in ballots and provisional ballots and same-day registration, there are no rules on this. Usually when a bill is passed, it tells all of those answers, all of the litany of questions that you just scratched the surface of.
Mm-hmm.
What this bill does, it leaves for future legislatures to decide how those things will be dealt with. And so there's really nothing. It says, as specified in law. It says that routinely in the bill. And so there's nothing to back it up. So that means that starting, I suppose, next year, if this is passed and actually amended on the Constitution, we'll have to start working on all of these details. And I'm not going to vote for a bill that doesn't have any detail on it. I mean, legislators get criticized for voting on bills because we haven't read every page, every word.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when there's no pages or words, how do you know what those things are going to mean?
Well, I don't know about the rest of your constituency, but here in Cook County, we vote by mail. And so, I mean, how do I prove that I'm a registered voter?
All good questions. If you needed a provisional, if you need to vote provisionally, where you had to go in and show your, if you lived in the West End, right out on the edge of the county,
mm-hmm.
out by the power plant, and you have to go to the county seat to get a provisional ballot. I mean, how far is that? That's got to be 50, 60 miles one way. That's 120. If you lived in Capitokoma up in northern St. Louis County and you had to go to Duluth, that's 300 miles round trip. I mean, there's a lot of things that we don't know the answers to. Now, maybe we figure that out, but I mean, one of the things that really drove me crazy on this amendment is it says very plainly in the question that will appear on the ballot, it says a government-issued photographic picture ID. Now, remember, when you amend the Constitution, that's just about forever. So that leaves no leeway for any technological advance. It says a picture photographic ID.
Mm-hmm.
So if we get to retina scans iris scans or retina scans or fingerprints, there's no room. There's no latitude. And so I think that it could be a lot better. Now, I'm for having the people that are supposed to vote. I mean, that's a critical part. But even in Texas and Arizona, where they had huge immigration problems and people, you've heard all about on the TV.
Yeah.
They don't have a constitutional amendment. They have laws. They have statutes that can have flexibility to change with the times.
Well, that's
you can see why I was troubled by the way the whole thing was presented. So I voted against it. Now, probably some people say, blah, blah. But the fact is, it was a bad bill the way it was written.
Well, thank you, Representative Dill. We'll talk to you soon.